Welcome to the Floor Chasing Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 9th of July, and I am recording at 9:49 p.m. in London, which has had the most fantastic sunny day, perfect temperature. But I'm now going to go immediately into the quickie short-term forecast for very busy people. Okay. The big stories, well, there's several big stories, but the biggest one undoubtedly is China here overnight. And this is an actively managed market. Well, many of them are, aren't they? And China, well, they've been criticized. All those comments about 1929 seem, unnecessarily pessimistic, and China, of course, is trying to avoid its Lehman moment. And a good bounce after starting the day quite weak. Here are some of the figures. The Hang Seng Index out of Hong Kong, that's up 3.73. CSI 300 was up over 6.4%. Shanghai Comp up 5.76%. And so it goes. HSCEI Index up over 3%. This was, I think, one of the best rallies in a fair while on China. It produced some upside key day reversals. My feeling is that China's going to do everything it can here, is doing everything that it can to steady this market and to push it somewhat higher. Now, will the fundamentals come through and back the gains that they aim to achieve? That's a somewhat tougher question, hopefully. And I wouldn't be too pessimistic on that score. Elsewhere, we had mixed activity, mostly a little lower, including India, down second day in a row, but it's small, 0.41 of a percentage point for the Sensex index. And in Europe, big gains here today. Now, what could account for that? Well, first, some of these markets have fallen off. I think I said yesterday that we'd probably seen a good three quarters of this correction on the downside for at least some of these markets. They haven't all moved in tandem, of course. And I'll point out the most important one in a moment that hasn't. The discussions, the torturous discussions with Greece go on, and it's a little bit farcical, except there are major consequences to all this. But here's the bottom line. The Troika, or even beyond the Troika in the EU, let's say Germany, most of the, if not all, of the northern European economies would... And certainly the European Central Bank, run by the marvelous Mario Draghi, would want an economic decision. They want an economic decision, but they're more likely to get a political decision, some sort of fudge in an effort to keep Greece in the EU and also the euro. That would require a few more maybe last-minute concessions, quite possibly, if they can do that. But and there will be some decisions tomorrow, which could either push the market up, or decisions coming out. Yeah, they'll be coming out tomorrow, which could either push the market up a little higher following this big meeting that's taking place tonight, or cause a sharp downward reaction. So it's really in the markets in the throw of this of these discussions. And who's pushing for the political decision? Well, plenty within, France certainly is in a major way. Quite a few of the EU officials feel that way, and the USA is pushing for a political decision, although they wouldn't term it that same way. Okay, so gains to the upside, highest 3.5% for Italy, Germany a solid 2.32%, 2.78% for the Euro stock index. Wall Street, well, it started with a terrific rally, then it almost wiped it out, and then it was quite volatile, then it firmed up again at about 8 o'clock US London time, and then weakened a little bit. So modest gains we're talking about on average. Just under a quarter of a percentage point. So that's not a whole lot there. And what I find worrying is have a look in the charts of iconic Apple. I've mentioned it in those terms on a number of occasions, and really it's a bellwether for the US stock market. If Apple can do well, then general optimism will remain. On the other hand, if Apple breaks down, and it's all for the bulls to prove here right now because it has rolled over, it has weakened down a couple of dollars at least in here today, testing its rising 200-day moving average. This is a tricky point here, and it doesn't look encouraging to me unless we get a good bounce tomorrow, and I wouldn't bet on that. So, I think the U.S. Is really very likely to get its long absent 10% plus corrective phase. In here, and that would extend the overall global correction somewhat. Not a disaster. We've been forewarned of this. Owen and I have been talking about this for a long time, this choppy period, seasonally unfavorable period. Okay, this is supposed to be the short audio. Crude oil up sharply here today. Brent is the most important one. That's up at back up $1.48 to 58.53. I think there was a statement Kerry saying that he was ready to walk away from these discussions with Iran, and so that would mean less oil coming on stream, and that pushed the price up. Again, this is all driven by news in these long, torturous discussions. Elsewhere, commodities have been a little bit soft generally. The exceptions are wheat, corn, and soybeans. Corn's had the best rally. They're consolidating gains here right now. And of course, it was the very wet weather and the wet plantings that led to those gains. Precious metals, not good. The best you can say is you've got some oversold conditions, but the trending action is poor overall. Government bonds usually get to those earlier. 2.31% on the U.S. Treasury. That's up sharply here today, but it had come down very sharply earlier in the week. VIX 19.97. This is hanging in here, very, very firm. Looks like it could easily push somewhat higher here. And I've covered enough in here. What I'm going to cover some of these other things. I talked about those precious metals, quite weak. Palladium down $16, 60, 637 and change. Silver's a little bit firmer, but it's overall depressed at $15.34 as I speak. Platinum down weak, 1,023 and change. Gold up less than $1, 1,159. industrial metals. Well, copper. I see that copper is steadier in here. U.S. copper up 5 cents. And in terms of currency action, dollar index steady, 96.447, and euro just down a little bit, 1.1037. Some people are very bearish about the euro. I don't think you'll see it go too much lower, and if you do get Greece moving out, that would be the economic decision. I think after a short softness that you'd see the euro a little bit steadier. And on that note, I think I'm going to end here because it took longer than I intended. Apologies for that. I was initially targeting a two-stage audio. Well, we'll try that again tomorrow. All the best.